Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley and team. And boy, am I glad Mercury's direct. But you know, I can literally feel that it hasn't gotten up to speed yet. So bear with me. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 7th of February and ending on Sunday the 13th of February, which is when it sort of gets back up there. So don't be too surprised if things still seem a bit confusing or you have to go back over things. And we're also in the shadow degrees until about the 24th, so you're still looking at things from a new perspective. So changes will be made, all right? And so let's go. Monday starts out with a nice, gentle Taurus moon sextil to Jupiter in Pisces until about 11 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. Very nice if you happen to be in a situation where you can enjoy some of this musical, spiritual nature and food. A brunch would be nice that morning. Yeah. Then it gets more mundane as the moon in Taurus trines Mars in Capricorn until just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern. So now you can put some of your dreamy energy into action that can be helpful. But there is some change coming because moon joins Uranus just about 3:30 exact on Monday Eastern. So that period between a little after 2 and almost 3:30 is going to see some difficulties if you are counting on something. We may have insights, though, lots of intuition about some of those Taurus areas of finance and real estate, stuff like that. And we may be hearing more news about electronic currencies and so forth. But we do also have a beautiful trine from Moon in Taurus to Venus in Capricorn, and that's exact at 7 o'clock p.m. Monday. So that is, with a little bit of a hiccup, a pretty good day. And the Venus energy can be both romantic and also be a time for you to be meeting with people who can be very helpful for career and also for finance. But after this is when Moon in Taurus has to deal with the square to Saturn in Aquarius. That's the rest of that evening and until just after 2 a.m. on Tuesday. And so there's frustration. There's, this isn't going to work. Regulations and rules, etc., that you're looking at. And then the moon will be squaring the sun in Aquarius until about 9 a.m. on Tuesday Eastern. So this is where the feelings and the conscious self-expression are not in accord, and people and relationships are not in accord, and in a very fixed way with Taurus and Aquarius. So this is not the time to bring any of those ideas before authorities who may help you, the ones that you've gotten on Monday, I mean. But later, yes, later Tuesday after 9 a.m. Eastern is a wonderful Taurus moon day with the assistance of Mars in Capricorn going trine Uranus in Taurus. That's until 10 a.m., but still, there's a lot of things can be accomplished, especially after 12:40 p.m., where you may be still feeling very mystical or dreamy or creative, because that's Moon in Taurus is sextil to Neptune. But then it's the trine to Mercury in Capricorn and the trine to Pluto in Capricorn that fill the rest of the afternoon and evening in the Eastern time zone. So excellent time to get business taken care of and get good information from people also. Wednesday is the day that is not good this week. We've had a lot of good Wednesdays, but not on the 9th of February. In the early morning, 5:27 a.m. Eastern, the moon entered Gemini and will square all day. It's going to square Jupiter in Pisces until almost 12:30 in the morning on Thursday. So it's all overblown. There is a tendency to definitely overdo and be mindful of your communications and what other people are telling you. This is one of those times when directions can be wrong. And, you know, that ad that was in the paper, you know, you go to the paper. Did I say that? Oh, I'm giving my age away. It was online. When you get to the checkout, you know, it's not right. They don't still have that code or whatever. It's just a muddled day. And, you know, just let it be and drift and dream as much as you like, but don't do anything that could cause consequences in the future. Thursday, Gemini Moon comes back down to Earth as it trines Saturn in Aquarius until 3:20 p.m. Eastern. So that's your period to kind of make sense out of everything and take a look at what you might want to be doing in the future. But after that, Moon in Gemini square Neptune in Pisces until 1:43 a.m. on Friday. Now you really could run into some big snafus in terms of information, but also in traveling around. You know, things could be misunderstood. Friday, in the middle of the night, unfortunately, we get the harmony of the lights with Moon in Gemini trine, the Sun in Aquarius, 3:23 a.m. Eastern. But you might be up in the West Coast because that's coming in after the square to Neptune, and that will be 12:23 a.m. for the trine to the Sun for you out there. Mercury joins Pluto again at 9:04 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 11th of February. And this is intense thinking, absolutely, for better or for worse. We will not know, but just realize that you may be obsessing about something, and in a fearful way, which obsession usually is, because Capricorn does have that quality. It's very cautious. So, the void, of course, moon takes us through the rest of the day, and Gemini is going to be just so happy, flitting around from branch to branch, nothing in its way on Friday. And moon enters Cancer, 6:27 p.m., and goes to trine Jupiter until the middle of the afternoon on Saturday. That's a nice, long, optimistic, good feelings time frame there. Especially helpful if you're dealing with family, being with family, or, you know, doing some, you know, new recipes or something. So that's the whole time from 6:30, let's say, Friday Eastern time till 2:30 Saturday afternoon, the 12th. Last minute Valentine's things to get. That's a good time. And also you might find something exciting after this as the moon goes sextile Uranus in Taurus until 5 p.m. Saturday Eastern. After this, not so good. Did look like things were going to be great, but Saturday? Nah. Because moon in Cancer goes opposite Mars in Capricorn until 11:21 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So the conversation over dinner isn't so wonderful. I hope that wasn't the night you decided to have Valentine's. But if you did, this is what you're running into if you're actually going out somewhere, is that it doesn't come up to somebody's ideals. Moon in Cancer is going to want the cozy, romantic, loving energy, and Mars in Capricorn is more interested in, is this a fine experience? Do we have quality stuff? You know, still in the material outer world mode. And then there's the moon opposite Venus in Capricorn, 12:45 a.m., which is not as prone to be argumentative, but is still someone not quite getting it, you know, what your needs are, moon in Cancer. They just don't understand what your problem is, you see. So that's the end of the 12th. And then on the 13th day, you get half of it is fairly good. You get the moon in Cancer trine, Neptune in Pisces until 2:15 p.m. Very sensitive, very psychic, very creative, very compassionate. Nice. But after that, moon in Cancer opposes Pluto. Never very warm and cozy. Not for the moon in Cancer. Mm-mm. And that is the way the rest of Sunday goes. That aspect completes at 1:07 a.m. on Valentine's Day, Monday the 14th. So that's it for this week. We didn't have, you know, major things that I had to do another podcast for. But next week, we'll start out with the forecast for Valentine's Day. We'll discuss Mercury entering Aquarius, direct entering Aquarius. And we have our full moon in Leo coming in on the 16th at 11:56 a.m. Eastern Time. And as we move along, there's one more shift to be aware of, and that is the Sun enters Pisces, and that's on Friday. So there may be a special podcast for the full moon to, you know, just make a little more communication and also a little less on the weekly astrology forecast recording. So anyway, this is a week where you just get to watch your ups and downs and figure out when's a good time to do this and that. And I'll say goodbye for now.